KK4FTU. RQO, KK4FTU. Like you're looking for worms, you're so far down in the dirt. Yo, KK4FTU, Cody, what's going on?
FTU, KK4RQO, how am I sounding now?
Outside of the dirt now. Before, it sounded like you were down with the worms.
Roger. Yeah, we cleaned up my room today, and I guess my folks must the chair did something. Anyways, my rotor box, control box, was shoved all the way back where I couldn't see it. I went to slide it forward, and the power line got hung up on something. When I went to pull it, it yanked it out of the back of the thing, and the thing was swinging back around, and I'm looking out like, to look at it where it was at before I stopped it. I'm like, darn it. So I had to rematch the control box back to the antenna, or antenna back to the control box.
You thought that picture was a pretty neat vehicle?
Mr. Roger, like I said in the text, the most exciting axe that I've ever gotten to drive was a Hitachi excavator.
Hello. Yeah, it's got a four-cylinder engine like a HHR or a Cobalt has in it, and it's a three-wheeler. It goes pretty good.
I just need to go get you one.
It's me for ID.
Just talking about what I took a ride in. I'll have to send you a picture of it today.
Yeah, what was it, a Ferrari or a Lamborghini?
Like that, it was a 2019 Slingshot.
I don't know what that is.
1,000 pounds and has probably about 200 horsepower, three wheels, one very large rear wheel and two that connected to a steering wheel. It's got a Chevrolet EcoTech engine in it. 5-speed, it goes pretty good.
Oh, okay. I thought you was talking about something else. Yeah, you talking about a three-wheel or a trike, we call them.
But you sit down there, it's got a steering wheel and 5-speed. You sit side by side.
That's talking about. Looks like the Batmobile with three wheels.
My brother-in-law's got one, and he let me drive it. So I took my daughter's fiance. We went for a ride in it for a little while, and rather peppy.
Well, you say, that's next thing you know, you'll be riding one. Need to get you a Harley and go riding with us.
He's what he traded to get the Slingshot.
He paid $35,000 for a three-wheeler.
It is.
So I've never driven one, but you know, I've looked at them. You know, I was down at Bike Week last year and looked at them. You can get them. You can even get them with four wheels.
But this rascal, man, it didn't take nothing. It was wanting to, you know, I had it up to 85, and it still wanted to go. And I said, nope, not on this road.
I need to ask Brother Cody a question. I'm sitting here with it on FCC. Gonna get my GMRS since the mama can't take time to get her ham license. Trying to find the application.
Friday, give me just 1 second and I'll be right back with you so I can guide you through that while I got it pulled up on my screen on the computer.
Well, roger that. You need to get yours too, Richard, so we can all be right there together.
So I wouldn't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah, but mama's son ain't got ham license, so we got to find another way of communications.
The the frequencies for the channels on those, KK4FTU?
I looked.
Sells the out portable.
Brother Andy?
Got a GMRS repeater on Caesar's head and one on Glass Mountain outside Pick. I'm not sure about the one on Glass if it's still on the air or not, but the one on Caesar's head, I hear it here ever so often, ideas. The one up there now, I'm trying to remember, because here where I'm at, UHF don't perform the best in the world, but I think that is 462, 6750. That's on Caesar's head. And the one on Glassy is 462, 7000.
When you said
62, 6750. I know I hear it ID here ever so often.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I got a... Go ahead and get mine so we can put a radio in Mama's cars.
Open mine now. On that frequency, it's going to be like this 70 centimeter ham band. It's not going to perform just in the same way as VHF here does.
What?
Got a 442-400 up there on Caesar's head, too. Same building as this GMRS repeater is, but there is times here that I can't get into it with a rubber duck antenna except for one spot. And if it's popping the lightning and raining, I ain't going to be out there. I can tell you that now. I
blame you there.
Not to. There's differences here in VHF and UHF. And in general, if you're in any hole of any kind and you've got a lot of leaves around you, UHF performs pretty poorly in the summer months, like right now. But in the winter months, it does quite well. Or if you're inside a building.
MRS license?
I've got my ham license. I forgot that, you might say. But REC over there's got those two GMRS repeaters. He's got his GMRS license and ham license both, and those are his GMRS repeaters, and that's kind of the reason I know some about some of it, and in fact, that I hear it here on the scanner, too, the one on Caesar's head.
It's blank to me. I'm a newbie when it comes to that, so I'm going to have to learn it.
Yeah, you need to learn it. If UHF performed better here than it does, I may have went ahead and, matter of fact, Manda wanted me to go ahead and get it, but with kind of issues I have with 442-400, here where I'm at, and these other UHF repeaters this time of year, I consider that fee and all on me. All I got's a couple of HTs that'll work duplex that'll do that. I got the HTs that'll do it, but you know, it's like using an HT on on 70 centimeters. You better be in a good location. Let's just say that for UHF. It's in summer if you're going to do it, UHF, including GMRS.
Change the subject just a second. KK4HXB Friday. When's hunting season open up there in Zone 1?
Well, like I told you before, last week in October and first week in November, that'll be when those hunters will be on the marine frequencies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard, didn't mean to take you out, but I heard him talking about GMRS and just letting me know what I know about the UHF, don't expect it to perform like VHF.
No problem, Andy. I'm just sitting over here in the side learning a little bit, too.
Hello?
Yes, I remembered messing around with GMRS at one time, too, didn't you?
Roger, Roger. Oh, darn it. Yeah, I'm trying to get this screen pulled up so I can walk Earl through it. All right, Earl, do you know the password to get into the ULS system? You need your FRN and the password if you have that in front of you. Then I can walk you through the rest of it.
It's been a while, so let me see if I can pull my password up and all this. I'll be back in a few. KK4HXB, y'all be right back.
KK4RQ, just let me know when you get to the main screen there after you log in, and we'll go from there.
My location, I can tell a lot of differences in VHF and UHF. A lot of differences. KI4LZI portable.
Roger on that. Yeah, in my personal opinion, though, in his situation, let's see here, I'm trying to look here for him so I can walk him through a little better. Lord have mercy. There's so much junk here. Yeah, give me just 1 second here so I can try and walk him through here. KK4RQO.
XB, I'm on the FCC website as we speak.
1 second to try and figure out where you go. It has been a long time since I've been here myself. So once I find it, I will be right back, KK4RQO.
Too deep of a hole. And when you got trees on hills around you and leaves on them, your UHF signal just doesn't perform so well in the summer months. KI4LZI portable. Anybody heard anything out of John, KG4GFG? I've tried him the past month or two when I've been out and here could get cell service, and I have yet to get anything out of him. He is doing okay, is he?
John, in quite some time. It's been probably 3 or 4 months. I asked Richard about him last night, and he said he hadn't talked to him.
I wonder if he hadn't had some kind of health issue again, because I hadn't heard hardly anything out of him, and he ain't responding on the phone. I think Cody said one time he tried calling him, and he didn't call him back.
A couple times, never got a response either.
Something starts to worry me a little bit concerning his past health situation.
Does anybody know anything about the Spartanburg Ham Fest when it's coming up?
September. 12th of September. And according to what they say here on the net here, they insist it's going to go on. That's what they tell me. Richard.
What's the PL tone on 442-400?
27.3.
4TX.
Better with these VHF machines. I can't come in this house I live in here and use a 440HT and get in the 442-400 like I can here on 2 meters. I've tried it. It's just, like I said, it's impossible.
KK4HXB, KK4RQO.
XB, I'm here.
It took me some... Easy. It's been so long since I've done it. All right. You saw on your main screen there?
Yeah, roger that.
I'll click on Apply for New License. It'll be the top thing in the side menu. You see that?
I'm on the FCC website, but I don't see Apply for New License. I got license and then database. Just bear with me just a second.
Carry on. If y'all are still here when I come back, I'll come back. KI4LZI portal.
You need to be in your ULS account. The ULS where your ham license and all that stuff is. Once you get into that, let me know. KK4RQF.
Apply for new license. I got about FCC. Proceeding in actions, license and database reports and research, news and events and consumers.
See here, give me just 1 second. I'm going to try something here. Okay, type in FCCULS. Type that in, and then you should get in your search something that says Universal Licensing System, Federal Communications. Let me know when you see that.
All right, repeat that. Then you kind of broke up on me.
In your search, type in Foxtrot Charlie Charlie space Uniform Lima Sierra, USL. First, you see something that says something like Universal Licensing System, Federal Communications.
Sierra Charlie, what was the other one?
From Lima Sierra.
That thing. Let me start over.
Roger, yeah, you should, hang on just a second. I'm going to back out of here and see what I did here to get to. Okay, I tell you what to do. Type in, give me just 1 second here. Type in GM Golf, anyway, type in GMRS License Application. And then you should see, you should see something that says applying for a new license. Then you'll click on that. Anyway, I'll pause. See where you're at.
Computer's froze up.
Just a second. I'm going to get a... I'm going to try this again. I'm going to see if I can pull it up on my phone to get the exact web link, and I'll send it to you, and you just type that in. Give me just a couple of minutes. KK4RQF.
AFRN number and all that stuff. My call sign, my name, and everything here.
In the Universal Licensing System, then. All right. Well, if that's the case, you should see something that looks like, I kind of got mine zoomed in. Right on the left-hand side where it says Federal Communications Commission. Okay, do you see that? Anyways, it's a blue, you know, the FCC blue background. Right below that should show logged in as whatever your FRN number is. You see that right there on the left-hand side of the screen?
Logged in.
Give me a landline, and I can just do it from my end, but I'll just need your information. I can't do it. Yeah, I can. Hang on just a second. Give me just a minute to sign out, and there we go. So, give me just a second to get my stuff reset here. And I can just do it from my end, since I've already got everything pulled up. If you'd just like to do that, just get it done. Landline, and we'll get this thing squared away for you.
Landline, I just got a cell phone.
What do you mean? Give me a holler, and we'll get you squared away. I'm actually fixing it to sack here in about another few minutes so I can get up and go to work in the morning there. And I hope it didn't run you off there, Richard.